This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. It was a very interesting and entertaining week for myself, as well as Al and Rick and Marshall Barrel joined us. We were at a site visit over in Reno, Nevada at the Rye Patch Florida Canyon Mine Site, where we have the beginning of the second hour dedicated to a bit of a recap from this site, and we will be posting pictures and videos from what we saw. It was a fantastic week and very interesting. In this first hour, we will be talking a lot about precious metals in the next couple segments, but first, I am chatting with Chris Martinson. And Chris, there is always, constantly, a lot of talk about the risks for the market and the risks for the economy, but people don't necessarily itemize how they define which risks in their eyes are the most important. As you and I were talking off mic, you just said, you know what the largest risk that I see right now is? U.S. and Russia not talking to each other, and this all blends into what's happening in Syria. Please explain why, in your eyes, this is the largest risk to the economy right now.
Well, obviously, any sort of large-scale military conflict with Russia would be a very bad thing. What's at risk not to be is nuclear war. That's an actual risk that we can look at and say it's not zero. It's much higher than zero. And, of course, it's worsened a lot over the past few weeks. Now, let's be clear. You know, Russia is in Syria legally at the request of the current legitimate government of Bashar Assad, and they're helping him with a variety of, let's call them, malefactors who are playing around in the sandbox over there. Many of them are foreign mercenaries from places like Chechnya, North Africa, Pakistan, Afghanistan, all of that, many of them funded by Western interests and Israeli interests, which we now know, and that's all part of the public record. The United States doesn't even have a realistic objective of any kind in that particular region. We're telling ourselves in the world we're fighting ISIS, and we're also attempting regime change without invasion. We're arming these rebels, but fighting those. We're trying to help the Kurdish militia without pissing off Turkey too much. All of these goals are in conflict with each other. So we don't have a legitimate goal, and yet, without that, we were willing to shoot down a government plane of Bashar al-Assad's. We're taking shots at Assad's government troops, which is equivalent of taking direct kinetic military action against Russia. Russia has said stop that, have now drawn new lines. They cut off communication with the United States around managing the very complex airspace over Syria. They've said if you cross this line, we will now begin actively targeting those planes. So that's a hot situation. The defense ministers of Russia's plane over the Black Sea was had an F-16 just right off the wingtip and had to be chased off by an Su-24, on and on and on. And Russia's now pulled back on all kinds of diplomatic efforts as well. They've canceled certain diplomatic trips. This is the kind of thing that really should be commanding a lot of attention. But right now in the United States, because of a very strong action by the Democratic National Committee to try and create Russia as the fall person for a very, very punishing failure in the last election cycle, there's not really a lot of appetite for discussing what's really happening here with Russia in the United States, which is really acting in a very aggressive, somewhat illogical manner. So this is a very big risk. And of course, remember, if we do get into some sort of conflict with Russia, it may or may not involve bullets and missiles. There's lots of ways to fight wars these days, diplomatically, financially, economically, cyber, you name it. There are a lot of ways that these risks could boil over. And let's be clear, the state of relations now between Russia and the United States is reaching an all-time low for this cycle. That should really be on more people's radar screens right now.
Yeah, this relationship sure has deteriorated since Trump got into office. It almost looked like at one point when he was first in office that the U.S. and Russia would be working together on more global issues, and now, as you said, doesn't seem to be the case. But Chris, from a market perspective, why don't you think the market is taking any note of this? Because we haven't seen any sort of a flight to safe haven or anybody showing any signs of concern about this.
$200 billion a month. That's the answer. That's how much the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank are dumping into the financial markets to keep them propped, elevated, and going, you know, climbing from left to right. That's what it takes to keep these markets elevated. We had a clear breakdown in the markets in early 2016. Remember that S&P had rolled over, had a nice head and shoulders. We had a strong flight to safety. The dollar was skyrocketing. Carry trades were unwinding. We had bear markets emerging all over the developing economies in their stock markets. All of that was happening, and then one night in February, it turned around and went the other direction. And now that we have the data, we can look back and we can see that was the exact moment that the central banks, the big ones of the world, began to really aggressively throw more money into the markets. Now, you can't just look at the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. You have to look at the big five. It's Bank of Japan, England, European Central Bank, Swiss Bank, and the Federal Reserve. You watch all of those together because they're operating in coordination now to prevent any market downturns. And if you want to see an amazing chart, very simply, pull up the so-called FANG stocks, right? Those are the high-tech stocks of Facebook and Amazon and Netflix and Google. Pull those up and look at their share price appreciation against the increase in the balance sheets of those big five central banks, and you see an almost perfect correlation. It's very clear. The central banks have said, we need to have higher asset prices, and we're going to defend those vigorously, and that's what they've been doing.
Hey, and if you look at the breadth of this market, it is just being built and being elevated by just a few stocks. And that's, as you said, the high-flying FANG stocks continue to drive this market higher. It's something that I discussed with Dana Lyons on the Market Wrap on Thursday. But Chris, then from a takeaway of all of this, because when you do look at some of these other central banks outside of the Fed, they have been getting a little bit of pressure to tighten up their quantitative easing, either pull back on what they're purchasing, or even as the Fed is doing, looking at maybe unwinding some of their balance sheet. Do you think this is just all talk right now?
Currently, it's all talk according to the data. The data says that they're still dumping $200 billion a month into the markets. Until that changes, nothing else can really change. Let's be clear. If the central banks just stopped dumping that $200 billion and we would have a complete implosion of these markets. That's what they're afraid of. I understand their concern. Obviously, they shouldn't have built them to this elevated level because a fall from here really could be not just a damaging but a fatally damaging sort of a fall. This could really ruin things for a long time if the market started to get back to what we would consider normal, non-central bank supported levels. So I think they're really stuck at this point in time. They're talking about what they might do, but I don't see any clear exit strategy for them because, let's be clear, the only thing that could legitimately rescue them, the thing they've been fingers double-crossed behind the back hoping for, is rapid economic growth. We go over into that world of fundamentals, and we can't find any signs of rapid economic growth. In fact, we find very strong indicators of an imminent recession when we go there.
Hey, we're almost done with Q2, and again, all the projections look like it's going to be a weak quarter again, and that was on the back of a weak Q1 and, again, a weak 2016. So overall, the hard data continues to say that there just isn't any economic growth, and I think you can even look to some of the energy prices, too, and the continued collapse in oil. I realize there is a lot of issues going on over in Qatar, but quite frankly, just the demand side of the equation is not there, if you ask me, and that continues to be a problem. Plus, China continues to look weak. There just isn't a beacon of light out there that I can see, except for the fact of central banks continuing to dump money into the markets. And when you have big buyers like that, it is understandable why these markets are hanging where they are. But hey, Chris, maybe that'll all change, or maybe they're just going to keep kicking this can down the road. But, man, this can is getting real dented right now.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour on the weekend show. In this segment, I am chatting with Managing Director of RBC Wealth Management, George Jarrow. George is a regular guest on the show, and George is, well, very up to date on what's happening in the gold sector. I get an email from George every day discussing the open interest in a lot of the metals, but there is always a focus towards gold and what is driving the gold story. And George, just as a general comment, a comment that you made to me off mic, actually, how this is a frustrating time for gold investors. Please explain.
Well, it is a frustrating time for gold investors because we've had lots of political news, geopolitical news, budget talks. We've had tragedies around the globe. We've had upheavals. We've had political changes. For example, in Saudi Arabia, we've had other disasters financially in Venezuela and Brazil. And yet, gold has not been able to mount a real rally that it may deserve because of all these factors, especially when you add in saber-rattling North Korea and, of course, all the problems in the Middle East and Far East.
Well, and that is the problem, isn't it, George? It seems like everybody is more distracted by what's going on in the U.S. markets, by what's going on with the Fed and their rate hikes, and by, in all fairness, this inflation metric that has come off the boil from earlier on. Out of these aspects, which are you paying most close attention to, and which do you think is moving the markets?
Well, I'm paying a lot of attention to rising interest rates and yields, because that is a competitor to the opportunity cost of holding gold bullion, for example. I'm also paying a lot of attention to Brexit. I'm paying a lot of attention to the European Eurozone markets that have low yields, where you're seeing negative yields actually in Germany, Switzerland to some extent, and other places. Japan has a negative yield. And yet, also, after the Fed's second raise of interest rates this year, we're still below 2.2%, substantially below at 2.15%. And the spread between the long-term and the short-term bond is like 80 basis points, which means to me it's anti-inflationary as well. So you have a lot of cross currents here, and I think that eventually gold could break out on the upside, even in spite of higher interest rates that could be coming next year.
Well, that's an interesting topic, and in the next segment I will be chatting with David Erfley, who discusses how historically rate hikes or a rate hiking cycle has been good for gold. So maybe we're following down that road, but again, I still think so much depends on inflation starting to pick back up, where we do see it in some sectors. But George, I also want to talk to you about money flows, because recently we've seen money exiting gold equity ETFs, but actually entering physical gold ETFs. Is there any takeaway that you have from this?
That's very interesting. Yes, I'm seeing a lot of money coming into gold ETFs, especially the big spider gold ETF has seen an inflow of funds, and that's coming from international sources. And also interesting is the open interest buildup in options, where a lot of folks having to protect positions have been buying protective puts below 1,200, and the mining companies have been selling calls over 1,300. And so you've got a buildup in open interest in options, which I think is set to expire the 27th of June, which could be a very interesting next volatility period for gold.
George, what does that mean to you when we see this buildup of options and, or at least the precious metals prices right in between the range?
Well, what I've seen is not just a buildup in the options, which means more volatility and more protection being required for positions, but I'm seeing that other metals, actually, I'm watching the prices of platinum and palladium and copper, especially copper, because you had a strike and in Freeport, and the strike is continuing, but somehow the copper production maintains itself. But there's going to be a big rollover in the copper, and the July copper is being rolled over into September copper as opposed to people exiting the market. And so I think that's an interesting thing to watch for as well. Well, Dr. Copper, by the way, is an economic indicator, and they're indicating some inflation ahead.
And I think that is a crucial thing to look at. Although we have seen copper pull back a little bit, it still is maintaining a much higher level than where it bottomed. But, George, do you still think that investors in general or large money managers are still so distracted by the U.S. equity markets, as we can see by almost historically low VIX levels, that that's why we're just not seeing a big rush into precious metals or safe havens in general?
Yes, very much so. And I agree with that. And I think you're seeing that the media has really been practically focusing on everything except the metals markets, and has been focusing recently on, of course, the upheaval with the Saudi prince, the change in the crown. And so, of course, lower crude prices, which for now have not helped the industrial sector, but the industrial energy sector, but in the long run, it means a lower cost of production for manufacturers, lower cost of transportation, lower cost of utilities, lower cost for the airlines, and lower gasoline costs for the consumer, all of which going forward could become pretty inflationary.
Well, if we do start to see that inflation pick back up and the Fed again come out with their narrative of they're happy to be behind the curve, then that gives, I think, a lot more market watchers a reason to move into gold. As for right now, gold just continues to trade in a tighter and tighter range, not breaking down, but also not breaking out. So it continues to be the tough story for gold investors. More of a wait and see what happens over summer. Summer is historically usually a slow time, usually a downtime, but there's going to be a lot of news coming out of the companies this year, and we'll see if that can manage to drive price. But George, it's always great chatting with you. You're a very valuable guest to the show. I appreciate all the hard work you do in the gold sector. So thank you for your time today, George. I'm going to be right back.
And thank you for having me.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am highlighting a guest who appears on our show on a very regular basis, mostly for daily editorials, but also a couple segments on the weekend show. His name is David Erfle. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie newsletter, where David blends technical and fundamental analysis on a number of, well, junior mining stocks, all of which we like to stay up to date on. But David, in this segment, we're going to be chatting about a recent article that you published on Kitco that discusses gold's behavior when we are in a rate hiking cycle, which, you know what, even though the Fed is doing it slowly, they are continuing to go through with rate hikes. We saw that last week. Even though the data is weak for the economy, the Fed seems to be ignoring that and focusing more on the markets and raising rates. The dot plot shows that they're looking at raising a couple more times, at least one more time this year, and continuing on through next year. Take us through your article and what you notice, the historical trend when we are in a rate hiking cycle.
Thanks for having me on again, Corey. Yeah, I've done a lot of research on the history of the gold sector during rate hikes. And what we had right before the financial crisis and the global margin call was we had the Fed try to remain in that sweet spot of interest rates between 2 and 5%, which would give us a gross domestic product growth between 2 and 3% and an unemployment rate below like 6%. And price increases would also remain below the 2% core inflation rate. That's the Fed's idea of kind of a perfect world. But before the crisis began to unfold, the Fed started to lower rates, and they lowered them 10 consecutive times down to a rate of basically zero and held that level for 7 years. And the gold price during that time, while the rate was at essentially zero, gold went from 700 in late 2008 to 1900 in 2011, only to crash down to 1050 in late 2015, all while the Fed funds rate was basically at zero. And the gold price did not start to rise again until the Fed finally raised rates for a quarter point for the first time in like 8-9 years in December of 2015. And a month after that, the gold sector, the miners, went on a huge run, as you know, went up 180% in like 6 months. And ever since that time, we've had three more rate hikes, and after each subsequent rate hike, after a knee-jerk reaction, a knee-jerk sell-off in the miners leading up to it or right after it, the gold sector has risen right after the rate hike. And I think the reason for that is the gold sector is really susceptible to inflation, as everyone knows, and higher interest rates assist in reviving inflation for the future. And since the market is a forward-looking mechanism, it sees the rate hikes rising, and it knows that inflation's coming, so we got to buy gold.
And I think that is kind of the biggest takeaway from all this, is that we can look at what the Fed right. is doing with their short-term interest rates, but what really affects gold are these real interest rates. And what you're right. saying, one of the fundamental drivers is inflation picking back up, and you're seeing that happen. So that, I think, is more a take-home story than anything. How do you see this inflation starting to pick up?
Well, healthcare for one. You know, I live in the United States, and I live in California, and I pay a lot of money for healthcare. And each time I go to the doctor, the copay is higher. And just recently, my wife wanted to go to the chiropractor and found out that it wasn't even covered on my plan. So that's a big one. But you're seeing inflation in other places, too, in food and things that you need and things that you don't need. The prices seem to keep going down. But the things that you do need, the prices keep going up. And as far as the real rates is concerned, one thing to look at is the TIPS ETF in relation to the three-year treasury bond. And when that ratio begins to go up, real rates are going down. If you look at a chart that compares the TIPS to the 1 to 3 year treasury bond, it's starting to move up again after the rate hike was announced.
Well, that's interesting. So hopefully, and I'm with you, that when we have seen the Fed start to raise rates, that has helped gold. Now, obviously, we are in kind of a choppy pattern for gold, and you and I even did discuss on a daily editorial posted on Thursday on our site about some forward outlook for the precious metal stocks. I highly recommend people checking that out because there's a lot of good information on how stocks have been moving recently. But this is a much more long-term play, correct? Sticking up to date with what the Fed is doing, but then following along with inflation data, and also remembering that inflation can be held a bit lower, especially when we have energy prices so low, that's a consideration in my eyes as well.
Yes, absolutely. But the last time we had a rate cycle was June 2004 to June 2006. When the Fed raised Fed funds rate from 1% to 5%. That's 17 consecutive times they raised within the two-year time frame there. And the gold price went from $400 to $725 at that time.
That's pretty nice. Hey, if we could see that kind of a gain from here, that would be fantastic.
Yes, and the biggest example, of course, was during the first major bull market in July of 1976, after the gold price had corrected that huge move after Nixon took us off the gold standard when it went from 35 to 200. It corrected 50% in 1 year from 200 to 100. The Fed funds rate was at 4.75 when it got down to 100. In a little over 4 years, the Fed funds rate went from 4.75 to 14%, and the gold price went from $100 to $850. So each time we have these rate hike cycles, the gold price goes up right along with the Fed funds rate. I don't see any reason why it would be different this time.
David, one other comment that I want you to make is that some of the argument of why the Fed is going through these rate hikes is to get ahead of another recession and another major pullback so they have so-called bullets in the chamber. But if we do see another correction, another recession, which many people can argue that we're due for, we're long in the tooth on this recovery, do you see the precious metals getting hit along with everything else as kind of a flight out of anything that's liquid?
Yeah, that is the one thing that is in the back of my mind here. You see, the gold price is still not technically in a bull market. We need to get above 1350, 1375 on a weekly close for the gold price to be technically in a bull market. But many of the miners, the quality miners, the quality juniors, they are in bull markets, and a lot of them have hit four-year highs. And what happened 4 years ago? The gold price lost that $1,500 level. So you see, a lot of the quality juniors are saying here that gold is about to go to $1,500.
Well, that's
because we know that the miners always lead the metal. So even though the GDX looks like it could break up or break down here very soon, if you look at individual quality companies, their charts are very bullish. And like I said, a lot of them have made four-year highs. So, and those are now starting to correct, like I mentioned earlier in the week.
That is, we did talk about that.
This usually happens. Yeah. This is what usually happens at the end of major consolidations, is people are finally saying, okay, it's getting, you know, people are starting to get tired of the consolidation. Maybe I better take some profits. Maybe I better take some profits in these high flyers that I've had earlier.
Hey, not a bad strategy. I recommend some people doing that just because, yeah, we're not in this screaming higher market. It's going to take still some time for investors to gain confidence and come into the market.
Exactly.
Again, it's something that we discussed on Thursday. David, it's, as always, been great having you on the show. I greatly appreciate your time. And everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. And I know in the first three segments, we did focus a lot on the precious metals. So in this segment, we're going to take a little step back and look at the economy and, again, central bank policy in more a broad concept. I have Peter Buchvar, chief market analyst for the Lindsay Group, on the line with me. And Peter, let's talk about the situation that we're in entering the second half of the year. We saw Q1 obviously disappointing. Q2 is looking to not be that huge growth that some people were pointing to after the disappointing Q1 GDP. But yet we're continuing to see stocks move higher and test out new all-time highs. What do you think is the most important aspect for investors to consider as we make the transition into the second half of this year?
I think that the second half, investors need to start focusing on central banks more closely. We've obviously had two rate hikes already from the Fed that really didn't move the needle in investor eyes. But there's this thing called what I like to call is quantitative tightening, being the opposite of quantitative easing. And if investors remember the exuberance that quantitative easing created, then they should be more circumspect about markets as we head to quantitative tightening, which if you listen to Patrick Harker, the Philadelphia Fed president, today in the Financial Times, and then Charlie Evans this week, that maybe it starts as early as September, and that maybe they don't raise rates in September, wait till December, but instead do quantitative tightening, which is still another form of tightening. At the same time, the ECB is highly likely going to announce another round of tapering since their program is scheduled to end in December, and they have to announce something with regards to that. So you could have like a double whammy of tapering and tightening in terms of central bank balance sheets. At the same time, the Bank of Japan is buying less JGBs. The Bank of England is now being pressured to raise interest rates from within. The Bank of Canada has expressed interest in raising interest rates, and the People's Bank of China is doing their best in trying to limit excessive credit growth. So I think that will be a focus, and at least in the U.S., the other flip side will be, okay, what kind of tax reform gets done? But people have to understand that even if tax policy gets passed in October, let's just say, and let's just say it was even retroactive, the economic benefits still don't come until next year. And and I still believe that changes in monetary policy will, with respect to asset prices, will overwhelm the benefit of lower corporate taxes. So I think that's what people need to focus on. I mean, 2016, the U.S. growth was 1.6%. It was 1.2% in Q1. People have to start getting used to the possibility of maybe a one handle on GDP. At the same time, the Fed is increasing the rate of tightening. So to me, that's just a toxic combination at some point. It obviously hasn't mattered to markets yet because it's being driven by a select group of stocks. And before we get to the next question, I just want to give people perspective on the markets, in that we look at the S&P, of course, we look at the Dow, we look at the NASDAQ to give us an idea of where stocks are going. But I like to look at a broader picture of what stocks are doing. And I do that by looking at the Value Line Equal Weighted Index. And I look at that because it's about 1,700 stocks. So it's a pretty big index that's equal weighted. And this index is at the same level it was in the first week of December. So on November 8th, it actually closed the day of the election. We closed at the same day at the end of December 2013 when the Fed started tapering. So almost 3 years, this index did nothing. Then we had the 10 to 12% rally in the election. And after that first month rally, we basically have churned since. So if you haven't owned the big cap stocks, well, you're really not participating. And again, just want to highlight that as how narrow this rally really is.
You're absolutely spot on there, Peter. It's these large cap stocks, really the big top five, that have been leading the market. One interesting stat that I saw was, I believe it's the S&P 5. So the top five S&P stocks have equated for, I think, 90% of the moves up recently, and especially over the last, I think it's 3 years. So again, it just points to a select number of stocks leading the charge. But let's talk about this possibility of the Fed shrinking its balance sheet. Do you think that they are talking about this more and a bit more focused on it because of how flat we're seeing the yield curve?
They are looking at the yield curve. They're looking at the inflation numbers. But if you just listen to what the Fed members are saying, they believe that the roll-off of the balance sheet won't be a big deal. And I think it's a huge deal in terms of markets. First of all, I think all this needs to happen. They need to get out of the markets. They need to stop reinvesting. They need to shrink their balance sheet. They need to let the free market work. But I can't be naive to think that this is going to happen in a smooth way. There's no way out of this monetary policy in getting to normalization without a recession. It's just not possible. So it's either have the recession now or have it later. But because they don't think it's a big deal, while they may be looking at the yield curve, they'll say, okay, well, we don't think it's a big deal, so let's do that first, and we'll hold off on raising interest rates. Meanwhile, I'm thinking that quantitative tightening could do as much or more damage than any rate hikes, just based on, like I said earlier, the exuberance that quantitative easing created. I mean, there was just one big party when QE 1, 2, and 3 were underway. And when they all ended, there was a hangover of some sort. The bigger hangovers were after QE 1 and QE 2 ended. QE 3 was more mixed because it coincided with BOJ and ECB ramping up their QE. But the party rages when QE is on, and the party will start to die down when QE is not only just off, but is then moving to QT.
Peter, what are the signs that you're going to be watching for, either sector-specific or in a broad sense, that when it will show you that this party is over and investors really need to be out of the markets?
Well, I'll still be watching the yield curve. I mean, on paper, you'd think, okay, the Fed's going to buy less treasuries, therefore long-term interest rates should go up. But when QE1 and QE2 was underway, and on paper they were, yields were supposed to go down on the long end, that was the purpose of it, they actually went up because people celebrated the reflation possibilities. And then when QE ended, yields then fell back down again. So if long end yields continue to fall when QT is underway and we get a further flattening of the curve, that should be a warning signal that the bond market really is afraid of the economic consequences of the unwinding of this accommodation. And stocks can ignore it for as long as they want, but if history is any guide, they should not be ignoring it.
So is this the year that the stocks, the broad averages, are going to be put to the test?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not the right person because I've been wrong, believing that the end of QE3, that would be an issue for stocks. Now, as I said earlier, most stocks, the broader indexes really haven't done much since QE ended. Obviously, if you're wrong on the big cap names, you're wrong on the broad market. But I think because QT is coinciding with ECB balance sheet tapering, that is a combination that we have yet to experience. And if there is going to be ingredients for trouble for the market, I would have to pinpoint those two things as the trigger for a problem.
So, Peter, where do you think people will even be able to be protected? Because there's so much money sloshing around here, it's hard to, I think, say you can be here and be safe.
Well, being safe, temporarily, cash is always going to keep you safe. It all depends on your time horizon. If you're a long-term investor with a long time horizon, it's to your benefit that you can ride through pretty much anything. If you have short-term obligations and short-term worries, then cash is as safe as can be. I think maybe your question is more of, well, if U.S. stocks turn down, what other places can you make money? And, gold and silver could be a place, but there aren't too many places if asset prices turn. I'm still bullish on certain things, just not necessarily in U.S. stocks, broadly speaking. I think emerging markets are going to well outperform U.S. stocks over the next 10 years. I started saying that early last year, but I can't ignore the possibility that they're going to go down if U.S. stocks go down. So I think that when you reach an end of a bull market, which may or may not happen when central banks continue to tighten, there are never many places to hide. You can apply to maybe treasuries, short-term treasuries, and short-term investment-grade corporate bonds or some cash or whatever. But I think that the landscape is very dangerous with central banks now intent, however gradual, intent on walking back from stimulus.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This.